First of all, just to share with you a book. I wasn't planning to say, but he reminded me. He talked about the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So he reminded me of something that I once said. The Mefarshim Taka discussed what is the difference between Sifrei HaNevi'im and Sifrei Ksuvim. Why were some Svarim categorized as one and some as the other? So in Mefarshim we find three different approaches, one of which Rabbi Levine mentioned. Some Mefarshim say that Nevi'im, what they have in common is that they were said b'shlichus. The Navi got a shlichus to convey either to Klal Yisrael or to Masa'ilam, whereas Ksuvim were never said as a shlichus. And the Iri says that way in the Akdamah Tetilim, I think. And the others say that the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is that Ksuvim were written only in Ruach HaKodesh, and the Nevi'im were written b'Nevuah, and Nevuah is a higher level of his galus. Then Rav Chaim said that the difference is that Nevi'im were given over the Chatchila to be said orally, and then they were written down, and Ksuvim were never given over to be said orally, they were Lechatchila given to be written down. That Rabbi Levine elaborated on that very beautifully. So I just had one Haysofa that I thought that all three of these distinctions, they go back to the Pasha of Nevuah in Shoftim, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that after I'm gone, how are you going to know the Dvar Hashem? You're not allowed to go to Ma'aninim and to Kaisim, so how are you going to know what to do? So he says, Novi Mikir Becha Kamayna Yokim Lecha Hashem Alekecha, and Elif Tishman, and you listen to the Novi. So all of these three requirements, all of these three criteria, define what it means to be a Novi and to be included in Sifrei HaNevi'im, rather than being not included in Sifrei HaNevi'im and therefore in Sifrei HaKsuvim. They really all stem from this Pasha. First of all, the idea of Shlichos. The Pasha is saying, Klal Yisrael are going to say, how are we going to know what to do? We need directives from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be gone. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Novi Mikir Becha Kamayni V'Dibir Elecha. So you're not going to have me as the Shliach, but there'll be other Nevi'im who'll come and tell you the Dvar Hashem. So you see already, the Pasha is defining, a Novi is somebody who conveys the Dvar Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And the difference between that a Novi has to be B'Nevuah and not merely B'Ruach HaKadosh also, because it says Kamayni. Kamayni means that he has something in common with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, no Novi is as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, but at least some common denominator with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, with the level of Gilui, was obviously Nevuah, the paradigm of a Novi. So to be a Novi, you have to be Kamayni. Ruach HaKadosh is not Kamayni. It's something below the level of Kamayni of Moshe Rabbeinu, of having anything in common even with Moshe Rabbeinu. And then finally, the idea of that Nevuah has to be said about Peh, that by definition, the Torah, because it says in this Pasha, V'dibur Elecha, and then there's a mitzvah Elif Tishma. So really what all of these three things have in common is that Sifrei HaNevi'im are the Svarim of those Nevi'im and those Nevuas that qualify or that go into the Pasha of Novi Mikir Becha that we have in Pasha Shoftim. And whatever doesn't go into that Pasha, that goes into Sifrei Ksuvim. You know, I just wanted to share, I was reminded of that by what Rabbi Levine said. Just want to give the Olam a Yeshkayach, because I'll talk about the Chashivas of Asar Rishonim, first 10 people who come to Shul, the Neitel Schach and Eged Kulum. And I think one of the reasons is because they set a good example for everybody else by being there. So therefore, everybody else who comes later, they're Neitel Schach and Eged Kulum, because everybody who comes to Shul afterwards is because they're following their example. So I think part of the Chashivas of what the Olam is doing over here is not only the Limud itself, but really with the setting of an example. That what it means to use the time that retirement makes available, that people have available, to use it not for dvarim betalim, but to be onu mashkimim veheim mashkimim onu mashkimim ledivrei Torah, to use this time in such a wonderful way. It's really it's a fulfillment of lahachzir atara liyoshna, the idea that it's not just about daf yomi, but a person can come to shul and spend a few hours in shul learning, and that's how he invests his time, that's how he sets up his day. That's a tremendous example for others besides the value that it has in itself. So I wish the Olam should continue to go mechayel lechayel under the beautiful leadership of Rabbi Levine, and we should continue to celebrate such siyumim. Amen.